Hello and welcome to this special budget podcast. I'm your host Neha Dave and I'll be talking about the banking sector. The COVID pandemic has put the Indian economy and the financial sector under unprecedented stress. Public sector banks have constrained capital position and relatively higher stock of non-performing assets, which have made them very selective in lending. Consequently, the banking system credit growth has been muted in the current fiscal. How can the upcoming budget change this and turn public sector banks into engines of growth? The most looked for help from the budget is recapitalization of public sector banks. Government has already infused Rs 3.16 lakh crore in the last 5 years into these banks. While recapitalization is necessary to ensure that public sector banks meet their capital requirement, it is not sufficient to improve their performance or pump prime the economy. Despite regular capital support, public sector banks have incurred losses for the fifth year in a row in FY20. With the government short for funds, its ability to support the capital needs of public sector banks is limited. Hence, the market will be eagerly waiting to see the budgetary allocation for bank recapitalization. More importantly, the street would like to know what the budget can offer beyond recapitalization. The most direct and effective reform will be to go in for privatization. This can be a revolutionary change and indeed make this budget like no other in the past 100 years as promised by the finance minister. However, it has a little chance of being implemented given the political backlash it may attract. There are some reports that government, in consultation with the RBI, can propose relaxing NPA classification norms to ease the pain of banking sector. Such an exercise will be like kicking the can down the road and can adversely impact credit discipline. Rather, the budget can propose setting up a bad bank. A bad bank would free up balance sheets and management attention, allowing banks to focus on their core lending business and supporting the economic growth. Overall, the street would like to see more action than just recapitalization. The street hopes to see Budget 2021 transforming the public sector banks from being a drain on government finances to drivers of economic growth. That's a wrap on this podcast. Stay logged on to Money Control for more news and update. Thanks for listening.